This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for coming out this noontime for the memorial service, the witness to the resurrection, the homecoming of Deanna Foster. I am the Reverend Dr. John Sweet from Frankfort Presbyterian Church. Pastor John is fine with me. And this is Pastor Dick Foster's tie. He brought it back from one of his mission trips to China. And he, at the time, said that he had brought back several of them. And I felt moved to ask him if he could spare one for me. And so I've been wearing this for probably 30 years this year. Thank the Lord. I followed Pastor Dick around for my continuing education. I looked up to him as a mentor when I started at my church at Wissanoming Presbyterian Church in 1979. Pastor Dick was the supervisor for the risk evangelism process at Wissanoming Church. Pastor Dick came to Wissanoming Church to lead a tour group to the Holy Land. And on the day that my twins were born, the session of Wissanoming Church was over at the Presbyterian Retreat Center in Chestnut Hill. What was the name of it? Grisheim. Thank you. Grisheim. Pastor Dick was leading a seminar on spiritual gifts. Sound familiar? I came in on the day when my twins were born and announced that. Pastor Dick asked, "Is it a boy and a girl?" And I said, "One of each, a boy and a girl." So these are our blessed memories. Our first priority is to worship God, to give God the glory. We are here to honor the memory of Deanna Foster. We are here to comfort one another. It is appropriate for us to cry and for us to laugh. We do not mourn as those who have no hope. We mourn as those who know that we have a blessed hope, an anchor within the veil through the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let us worship God. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and you shall be comforted. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Let us pray. For all the saints that from their labors rest, that thee by faith before the world confess, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Thou wast their rock, their fortress, and their might. Thou, Lord, their comfort in the well-fought fight. Light thou in the darkness drear, the one true light. From earth's wide bounds to heaven's farthest coast, through gates of pearl, stream in the heavenly host, singing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Alleluia. Eternal God, our heavenly Father, who lovest us with an everlasting love, canst turn the shadow of death into the morning. Help us now to wait upon thee with reverent and believing hearts. In the silence of this hour speak to us of eternal things, that through patience and comfort of the Scriptures we may have hope. Be lifted above our darkness and distress into the light and peace of thy presence, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would you sing with me, How Great Thou Art, hymn number 147. And if you are willing and able, please rise with us.
Sings my soul, my soul.
Seated. Listen to the word of God from the book of Ecclesiastes. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. From the Psalms, we're going to read or recite the 23rd Psalm on the back of your bulletin. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. At the conclusion of the reading of the Hebrew Scriptures, it is customary to sing or say the Gloria Patri. If you are able and willing, please stand with us and sing it together. Seated. Listen to the word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and that's enough for us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou, Show us the Father? May the Lord bless the reading of the gospel to our hearts, minds, souls, and bodies. To his name be all the glory. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Would you join me in singing hymn number 139, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And if you are willing and able, please rise with us.
That's
may be seated. From Acts chapter 26, the Apostle Paul tells King Agrippa about this Damascus Road appearance of Jesus Christ. And I said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom I now send thee, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and an inheritance among those to whom is sanctified by faith that is in thee." And from Proverbs chapter 18, two verses. Verse 21 and verse 22. Listen to the word of God. "Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord." Let us pray. Holy Father, we bow in thy presence. May thy word be our rule, thy spirit be our teacher, and thy greater glory our utmost concern. Through Jesus Christ we pray, thine only begotten Son, our only Lord and Savior. Amen. Of course, I could have preached on Proverbs chapter 31. That's the other proverbial wife in the book of Proverbs. But here we have a single verse. "Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and receives favor from the Lord." We have to define our terms here. What is a wife? What is a good thing? What is favor from the Lord? And which God and which Lord are we talking about? Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. We're going back to the Garden of Eden. For Adam there was found a help meet for him, a fitting, suitable complement to Adam, with enough differences to be able to supplement what Adam did with what Eve could do. The right kind of helper, to use another phrase. A multiverse, a universe of mutual submission. This is my take on the Garden of Eden. That it's not just wives that are to be in submission to their husbands, that it is, according to the Apostle Paul in Ephesians, that we are to be submitted one to another, mutual submission of unconditional love, unceasing faithfulness, as the words of the litany say, to have and to hold, to love and to cherish, for better for worse, for richer for poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. This is the proverbial wife from the Old Testament. Yet the vows are valid for the husband as well. In the book of 1 Peter, it talks about the wife in the Old Testament, old-fashioned, original sense, as being one that works more on the beauty of the spirit than on the beauty of the body. Well, can you agree with me that Dee was beautiful outside and inside? How many wives have you met or do you know that have followed their husbands to the end of the world and back, around the world? This is the kind of faithfulness and unconditional love, as Adam said, "This now is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh." And as Genesis 2 says, "What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder." Well, Dee was not just an old-fashioned, old-time, unconditional love, never-ending, faithful wife, but she was also herself. And there were times when she worked outside the home, and sometimes she was a stay-at-home wife. There are sometimes that she was mom, and sometimes that she was the owner of her Siberian Huskies. Her specialty, I believe, was having the spiritual gift of helps. She enjoyed being a help to others. She loved her children, David and Daniel. What does it mean that whoever finds a wife finds a good thing? It means that according to the proverbial sense, according to the Proverbs 18, Proverbs 31 sense of a wife, that the wife makes the world better and sweeter and safer and healthier and cleaner and more joyful. Of course, I also believe that that's also the job of the husband, is to make life better for the family. As heirs of the grace of life, together. I've been told that it was a family secret where the Foster family went every summer to get away from the phone. Is it okay for me to reveal this? Okay. Just for those of you who are young enough, there was a time when cell phones did not exist. There was a time when there was no email, no Instagram. And in order to get away, you really have to drop off the grid. And the Foster family way of dropping off the grid was to go to Honeybrook, the Honeybrook campground. And live in a trailer. Was it trailer or tents? Live in a trailer park, for a week or two every summer. Of course, for Pastor Dick, it was a bit of a busman's holiday because he led worship on Sunday morning. But that was not a problem for him, who could preach at the drop of a hat, may I say. with hardly any notice. And because he was such a wonderful public speaker, he was preaching 2, 3, or 4 times every week to a variety of groups, Christian Endeavor and Fellowship of Christian Athletes. David reminded me this morning, District 8, the Presbytery of Philadelphia, his various tour groups. I drew close to Pastor Dick as part of the racquetball Saturday morning crowd. George, you're here as a witness. And up at the Northeast Racquet Club, we would play racquetball, and then we would go to the IHOP for breakfast, right up there at the Boulevard, and is that Haldeman there? How in the world could Pastor Dick get away every Saturday morning? It's because Dee was holding down the fort at home. Because Dee was empowering, was emboldening, enabling, before that took on a bad connotation, was providing what needed for Pastor Dick to be at racquetball and the IHOP. How do you think that Ron Hurst got to be at a prominent church in the Philadelphia Presbytery, in the evangelical churches of Northeast Philadelphia, is because of the synergy, because of the speaking engagements of Pastor Dick, and the logistics, the provision, empowering, emboldening of Dee, who enabled Pastor Dick to do this. This is God's intention for our lives to be healthier, happier, safer, cleaner, to be smoother. God is not the taskmaster in the sky who wants to control us and keep us under control. God is a God of love who wants to provide for us. And one of the ways of providing is for the hand-in-glove synergy of the complementary, supplementary, help, meet, help, suitable, a fitting help relationship of the proverbial man and woman, husband and wife. Finds favor with God. Whosoever finds a wife finds a good thing and finds favor with God. There is a sense in which we can urge and influence and empower one another to grow closer to our Savior, Jesus Christ, in the power of the Spirit, to the glory of God the Father. As heirs of the grace of life, there's an old Episcopal hymn. According to thy gracious word and deep humility, we will remember thee. On these who at thine altar kneel, O Lord, thy blessing pour, that each may wake the other's zeal to love thee more and more. That blessed by thee, whate'er betides, that in this life have found success, and in the life to come, eternal life with Jesus Christ, that providing stability at the home enables one another to put Jesus Christ at the center, at the church, to put the church in the first place sometimes, and the family in the first place sometimes, and other organizations, and the college and career group, and the small group. Everything can take their turns as long as Jesus Christ is at the center. For all these shall be given to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That if Jesus Christ is at the center, that everything else can take their turns. Now, which God are we talking about? We're talking about in the Torah, in the Tanakh, and the Hebrew Scriptures. We're talking about the Holy One of Israel, the Great I Am, because there is one and only living and true God. In Jesus Christ, there is only one Lord and Savior, the Christ, the Messiah, the expected one, born of the Virgin Mary, incarnate, true man and true God, who did signs and wonders, mighty works, who died on the cross for our sins, who rose again for our justification, who ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father, who sends us the Holy Spirit to give us every day a spark of the Spirit. This is the God that we serve. You've ever heard the 1-2-3s of the gospel? Zero. There are zero rivals to God. The omnipotent, infinite in glory. Number one, there is one way through Jesus Christ. Two, there are two destinies, either heaven or hell. Three, the Trinity, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Four, the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the 1-2-3-4 of the Gospel. By the grace of Jesus Christ, through his shed blood, for me and for my sins, as for Dee and for hers, I plan to spend eternity with all the saints who from their labor rest, and with Dee, and I've got a couple of questions for her. I don't know her spiritual journey. When was she born again? When did she give her life to Jesus Christ? Where was she? When was it? And who was preaching? And what was the verse? How did she have a system for reading through the scriptures? Did she have a favorite hymn? Did she have a favorite devotional method? Of course, I have some of my own little questions. I'll ask Dee, how in the world could she put up with the corny jokes that her husband told? And if Jody and David want me to, I will rehearse the quality of mercy. Anybody remember that Shaggy Dog? You don't remember the Shaggy Dog story? I'll ask her how she put up with it. We had Bethany on Tuesday, and Bill Kerher said that when he was a young boy, his father, the late great Jim Kerher, pastor of Orland Church at one time, moved to Bloomington, Illinois, and not long after they had moved into the manse with their piano, there came a knock on the door, and guess who was at the door? Dick Foster. And he came in kind of as a homecoming, as a housewarming. And the first thing that he did is he sat down at the piano and started playing a hymn. I didn't know that he was such an accomplished pianist. Another story, this is from John King, how at Manoa Church, probably in the 80s, that Dick Foster came to Manoa Church to call a square dance. Anybody remember that? Yeah.
He did that here.
He had square dances here. Was Dee part of the square dance?
Yes. I think so.
Did she come? Okay. So, you know, who knew? This was, you know, how do you have a couple that had so much influence around the world and beyond, mission trips around the world and beyond? Whoso findeth a proverbial wife, according to Proverbs, finds a good thing. To God be all the glory for the wonderful, for the great things that he has done. Great is the mystery of godliness. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Amen. Do we have eulogies from the family? Would someone like to come up and tell a story or give a good word? Give a shout out to God and thanks to Longhurst Church for incubating this and being a blessing. Someone. Everybody's pointing to someone else. Yes, please, come forward. Yeah, please come forward.
Hi, I'm Betsy Alma, and I came here when I was 28 years old with my husband and two children, and Dee, and I just made her this 32, but she always seemed older or more wise. There were different things you have said. We made a quilt for Dee for her 50th birthday, so as her here, it was wonderful. Dee was a great quilter. A French script when they got married, Charlie Trojan and some of the men put rice along the tops of the doors in their apartment. And every time they put the door, where was the rice? Well, I mean, this wonderful couple that came to the church. The square dances, gee, I didn't think, I just said to Margaret, it seemed to me that we were not allowed to square dance in the church. So if we were sinners, we took our square dancing elsewhere. she was a great woman. What I was thinking when you were speaking, Pastor John, was how wonderful Dick Foster is in Rosemary Congregation. We say that as a pastor church. But there was a woman, when Dick was at our house visiting, she was home alone. She spent a lot of time by herself with her children. I realize that now, how much she gave of herself. Anyway, my son will be 50,
and
I
went
through his baby book, and I found church. 250 people on a Sunday morning sitting in these pews.
Amen.
We had 150 people sitting in Sunday school, adult Sunday school, kids Sunday school. We had the best vacation Bible school in the world. This was really a light on the corner. And I'm just so glad that I should have cut my teeth here. I'm going to Lady Presbyterian. But this is where I came and grew. Taught me a lot. What it was supposed to be. What should I aim for as a woman? So I'm so grateful for her and her family and the kids and everything. And you see here, we went through some hard times together. We're sitting in the future, it's that thing, but we laughed together, but we also wept together. And I guess that's what makes a family. Her cat being sitting on George's lap in Sunday school. But I just last night, I had so many, I won't say nightmares, dreams, because I knew it was going to be here today, and it brought back so many, brought back a lot. So thanks to Dee, thanks to you, Lucy. Thank you, Mr. Sweet. My husband did your tax return.
Absolutely.
Yes.
He wouldn't take any money.
No.
We owe you.
Sharon was just starting out as an opera.
Amen.
Going to Pavarotti concert. Here she was pregnant with twins. These are such good
women. And men too, but I'm thinking of you and I've been surrounded by what was and still some of the women in this church. So thank you so much for letting me share. Thank you, Betsy. Someone else? You're welcome to come up here to the pulpit. I don't have a portable mic. I don't see a portable mic.
No. Okay.
Please, come on up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Put this down. Hello. I wanted to say a few words for those of you who do not know me. My name is Andrea, and I grew up here at Ronhurst Presbyterian Church. Dee was close best friends with my mom, Nancy Kerr. My entire life, I have called Dee Aunt Dee, and Dave and Dan and I were raised as cousins. So when I think back throughout my childhood and young adult life, which was a very long time ago, so I'm now 50, I think of all the fond memories that I have had with the Fosters. Our moms were the backbone of our families. Sorry. Nurturing, creative, patient, loving, and kind. I can remember their cooking. It was very good, as was all the women at Ronhurst Presbyterian Church. They would all swap recipes, which I have a box full of them. And so I brought some here today, and this is just an example. And this, they say, from the kitchen of. So it would be, and it's Dee Foster. So this one is Texas sheet cake. We have a good recipe. Overnight salad, hot dip, lemon butter, and chicken and cream, so you guys can have them. And when I think of Auntie, I remember how much she loved being a mom. So I was over at their house a lot, and I can remember yelling up the stairs to you guys, and she would say, Dave or Dan, but when they were in trouble, it would be David or Daniel, she would yell. And one time, I got a bad splinter in my finger. I have a picture, it's on the board. And right away, she got out a needle and ice, and she was patient and gentle, removed the splinter. I used to clean her home from time to time, and I remember her asking me to get her something. And when I went into her bedroom, she had her hair down, and she was just so beautiful. It was just so long and pretty, and she was just brushing it. So I always remember her beautiful hair. Some more special memories were celebrating our birthdays. And we would often go to the Philadelphia Zoo. I don't know if they remember that, but. And we would frolic around, run in the Ape and Lion House and the Children's Petting Zoo. And Dee and Nancy made us bag lunches, and they took pictures of us. And we would also go to the trailer at the campground. So that was, like, really fond memories of going there. And she would often cook and make meals from their garden. So I also remember trips going to the garden, and it was down there, like the old Nabisco, down that way. And they really had a green thumb. I just remember so much abundance of vegetables and everything, and then they would cook, make things with it. And then another great memory I have was after there would always be heavy snow, we would all head for a day of sledding at Burhome Park. That was a big treat. And I still have my childhood sled. It's metal and wood. And our moms made sure we were bundled up to the nines. As you can see, there's pictures also I have. We were really bundled up. And most Thanksgiving days, another neat we would get to go to the Thanksgiving Day Parade down in Philadelphia. And so our fathers would carry these tall ladders, and they had a big plank. And so we would climb up each side, and we'd all sit. And we were, I felt like celebrity, so we could see everything from high above. And another memory was we would also go to the Fosters for dinner, and special dinner night we would have raclette. And I remember it was like such a special treat. It was my favorite. And Auntie would get out her raclette fondue grilling set, and she would boil the potatoes, and then we would boil the cheese. And I remember giggling, and they would tease. I remember them saying this, "Who cut the cheese?" So, I always don't know why I remember that. And after dinner, we would have a special dessert and play with their dogs. And the one dog that I remember being Auntie's pride and joy was Sheba. Was that the name? Honestly, I have a very bad memory, but I remember Sheba. And I remember Huskies also. And so I just would like to... Oh, wait, I think I missed a little page. But anyway, I'd like to thank Auntie for the friendship that she had with my parents. I'd like to thank her for her unconditional love and being a godmother and aunt to me. And it comforts me to know that they are reunited in heaven, and one day we will all be together again. So, thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Someone else, please. You want to come up to the pulpit?
I'll be loud enough.
Oh, okay.
You don't know my husband. I went on many of the trips with Andy. We went out sacking and went over to places. And the one time I had my roommate, Debbie, and we were in Israel, and we were really near, we were really near, we didn't see anything, so we would get sick, when I, just we were leaving, in this one place, Debbie put some water on, and they cut it with a dirt, I guess dirt, so she got, she got up on the roof, so she was, and we were sharing room, so she was sitting, sick, was like, everybody said, if anybody's sick, go to Dave. Because she knows what to give, because she's been on all these different trips. So here I am in the middle of the night trying to find, your downstairs to the person with all the keys. I said, I'm looking for Al Tepe. Because it was not my life. And I'm like, okay, Al Tepe. I'm very kind of Al Tepe. I thought it was like, three numbers. So I went up, I'm laughing in all these doors. And we gave Coke. No, Coke syrup. Because she always had that stuff with her always. And somebody asked her, I was like, I was pretty good. She was there because when I came back and I gave it to Debbie, and it took a while to run through all of that. But that was, she knew what to take and how to do things. We were also in Bible studies together, and it was not that she knew, but she knew everything. She was very close to the way she would share. And well, being a minister's wife, you were always expected to know the answers to what you might have. But she didn't all the time. Yet she was very, very kind the way she would share with us. And she was a sweet woman. Minister.
Someone else. Would you join with me in singing hymn number 572, Blessed Assurance? And if you are willing and able, please stand with us. Say the Lord's Prayer using debts and debtors. Let us pray. O Thou eternal God, the Father of our spirits, in whose presence there is no darkness and no death. Now, Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, who has tasted death for every man, who hast brought life and immortality to light, O Thou Holy Spirit, the author and giver of life, the comforter of those who sorrow. In Thee is our sure confidence and everlasting hope. Before Thee we worship and adore, saying, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and glory and wisdom and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. We confess before Thee, O God, the uncertainty of our life on the earth. Our days are as a handbreadth, our age is as nothing before Thee, all flesh is as grass, all the goodness thereof as the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. We confess, even in the valley of the shadow of death, that Thou art with us. Almighty God, who art the strength of thy saints, thou who redeems the souls of thy servants, we bless thy name for all those who have God in the Lord and who now rest from their labors, having received the end of their faith, even the salvation of their souls. Especially we call to remembrance thy loving kindness, thy tender mercies to this thy servant, for all thy goodness to her throughout her life, for all thy goodness that did withheld not her portion in the joys of this life, for thy guiding hand along the way of her pilgrimage. Especially we thank thee for the grace that kindled in her heart the love of thy dear name, that enabled her to fight the good fight, to endure unto the end, to obtain the victory, yea, to become more than conqueror through him that loved us. We magnify thy holy name, that her trials and temptations are ended, that her sickness and death are past, with all the dangers and difficulties of this mortal life. Into thy hands, O merciful Savior, we commend thy servant, Deanna. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech thee, a sheep of thine own fold, a lamb of thine own flock, a sinner of thine own redemption. Receive her into the arms of thy eternal mercy, into the blessed rest of eternal peace, into the glorious company of the saints in light. And that when we shall have come to the end of our lives, when we are gathered to our fathers and mothers, may we have the testimony of a good conscience, may we be in the communion of thy holy church, in the confidence of a certain faith, in the comfort of a holy hope, in favor with thee our God, and perfect charity with the world, which we ask through Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The charge by Dean Farrer. This is a charge to all of us. We all have God to glorify, Christ to imitate, a soul to save, a body to mortify, virtues to acquire, vices to repent of. We have eternity to prepare for, time to profit by, neighbors to edify, the world to despise, devils to combat, passions to subdue, death perhaps to suffer, judgments to undergo, hell to avoid, and heaven to merit. Only through the merits of Jesus Christ alone, by grace alone, through faith alone, according to Scripture alone, to God's glory alone. And now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory, both now and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.